Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We're rolling down through our 2019 preview, looking now at Penn State's roster. This is part two of our preview of each position group. We did defensive tackles early in the week. We're going to stick to the defensive line this time at defensive end. Early in the show, we also gave you a brief overview of the Big Ten East, the Big Ten West. We're going to be doing all kinds of looking ahead to 2019. We're turning a corner. This week is Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. That has a feel of turning the corner. Training camp is just around the corner. August 31st is the season opener. So we are doing what we're doing, looking at Penn State's 2019 roster. And defensive end, Greg, is a good position group to do early on, because there's a lot of options for Penn State. Obviously, that conversation starts with Yetur Gross-Matos, now a true junior, has a chance to be a first-round NFL draft pick. If he can back up what he did as a true sophomore last year, which there's absolutely no reason to believe that he won't, we'll probably be seeing the last of Yetur Gross-Matos. He's a guy has a chance to maybe lead the Big Ten, rank among the best nationally in those disruptive categories, tackles for loss and sacks. Turned the corner in the second half of last year, got red hot. I would expect that to carry over into 2019. I would also expect Penn State to do enough at the other spots on the defensive line to make it hard to really focus all your attention on slowing Yetur Gross-Matos down. I think you're going to still see him see his fair share of one-on-one matchups, and he's going to win a lot of those.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's a guy who, I mean, you go back and watch his film from last year, Dustin, and it's just like, you know, the guy's an animal. And I mean, 20 tackles for loss may not seem like a lot, but just think about that for a second. I mean, it's a pretty unheard of number for any Penn State player, let alone one defensive end.
You're talking about almost two instances every game,
right,
of doing something that disrupts. And when you're doing that thing that disrupts, you know, you're putting your opponent behind the chains. You're creating a turnover in some of these cases. You're in even those cases where he's not making plays in the backfield, he's putting pressure on that leads to interceptions. I mean, the impact of a guy that you have to fear as a quarterback, as an offensive coordinator, as an offensive line, to have that guy that requires so much attention means that you're a step ahead in terms of trying to dictate that matchup when you have a guy like Yetur Gross-Matos.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think that, you know, the more you have him do to confuse other teams and to get in other coordinators' heads, the better off you're going to be. Because if he starts blasting your tackle, or if he starts moving from side to side to take advantage of your schematic weaknesses, you have to stop everything you're trying to do to game Penn State, because Penn State's currently gaming you. And that's obviously the situation you want to be in. It's one that Penn State found itself on the wrong side of a few too many times on offense last year. But, you know, when you look at the defensive end group here, obviously it starts and ends with Yetur. There's a lot of good, talented guys in that group as well that can rotate for Sean Spencer.
We don't yet know for a fact who the other starter is going to be on the opposite side, but Penn State has plenty of candidates for that job. I would put at the top of that list as Shaka Toney, who we mentioned earlier this week. Very encouraging weight number at 243. He's going to operate with a different body type than the rest of Penn State's defensive ends. He's, outside of Adisa Isaac, he's the lightest defensive end on the roster. And Adisa Isaac is a true freshman who's probably going to be 260 this time next year. He's listed right now at 241. But for Shaka Toney, with that unbelievable first step, like I know that Jason Owe is a freak show type talent, but not even he might have that first step off the line.
Yeah.
Shaka Toney has, it's a special one for him. We have seen different things from him. We saw 2 years ago a lot of encouragement that he was going to at the very least play that pass rush specialist role. Last year was a little bit of a disappointment because, you know, 5.5 sacks, I think he had, 4 of them came in one game. He just didn't make the impact on the defense that you would hope for. But at the same time, he was playing at a lighter weight than he is now, and there's hope that that he can succeed if he can hang on to that 240 plus pounds.
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, again, as long as he can stay up there, I think Dwight Gault said he was 244. And as long as he can stay in that ballpark, he's going to be just fine. But the concern is, you know, as the season's gone on in the past, we've seen him drop weights. And then, you know, Gault even said it got to the point where he was in the teens near the end of last season. So, you know, the question just becomes, can he keep all that weight on, and how long can he keep it on for? So I think you'll see him as a three down guy early, but you know what? Jason Oway is going to be knocking on the door. You talk about a guy who, you know, there's another end in this group that we'll get to in a second that's sort of in a now or never mode. And I think Shaka Toney's in that too, because Jason Oway is knocking on the door. And once if he takes over that position, he's not going to give it back.
What do you think the perception of Shaka Toney is going to be when you look ahead to the NFL and how he's going to be viewed? I don't know how he's viewed now, and I don't know if he's anywhere in the realm of being a picked in the NFL draft at any point. But right. What I would say is that teams that run a 3-4 are going to be really interested in him, because he's a guy that can play that outside linebacker role. I still, you know, as wrong as I'll say I was about Cam Brown needing to be a defensive end when he came in, I still, until I see otherwise, think Shaka Toney should be a linebacker. But, you know, who am I? Like, if he has a big year this year, I'll eat my words, or actually I will just never speak of this again. But
right.
you get the idea. I think that Shaka Toney, when you're fighting such an uphill fight to keep weight on, it just to me suggests that maybe he shouldn't be at that position.
Yeah, I mean, if that's you know, a problem that they can't solve, then they have to figure something out, or just use him as a third down pass rush specialist speed guy, and that's that. But, you know, I think it's one or the other. He either has to keep the weight on and be a three down guy, or he's just, it is what he is. He's the one down, rush the quarterback and hope he's a little bit consistent guy. And that's okay. You need some guys like that. But, you know, at the same time, I think that there are higher hopes for him, and there sure are higher hopes for him for this season. But he has to, again, sort of take a step that he hasn't taken before to get there.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead to 2019, the position group breakdown. This is part two of that. We're going to keep doing it all summer long. We're looking at defensive ends now while we're looking ahead to 2019. Definitely got to let you guys know, great news for anyone who's still interested in getting in on the buy one, get one free offer from gopsurv.com. There's still a few available. Mark's decided to extend the offer through the end of July. Here's how it works. You rent one RV to either the first two games of the year, Idaho or Buffalo, and you get another RV free for the same weekend. Double the family, double the friends, double the fun. For more information, go to gopsurv.com, or you can call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 if you're looking for the ultimate tailgating experience, which who isn't? That to me is more important than the game itself every weekend. And gopsurv.com has a really awesome and unique way for you to take in a game weekend. As we're continuing down the defensive end group, you know, you can question whether Shaka Toney is going to be a three down player. You can question whether he's going to be more of a full time type starter or more of a role type player. I think the development of Jason Oway could influence that. It might be hard to keep Jason Oway off the field. If he's not a starter, he's another one of those players, just like Micah Parsons was last year, where he's playing an inordinate number of snaps mm-hmm. for a reserve player. I just don't see a scenario where he doesn't command more and more snaps as the season goes on, because you saw in really, really small doses of snaps last year how disruptive he can be. He apparently runs in the low 4.3s in the 40. He's 6'5", 255 pounds. He's not light. He's not what you would call Aaron Maben, who played at 225 right. pounds or whatever a while back, 10 years ago. He's seems to have it all. And as long as that translates to the field, which we saw that it looks like it's going to, Jason Oway is going to be a guy who is going to be an excellent player, and I would expect to play a bigger role as the year goes on.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, Penn State didn't, you know, land this guy, this major four-star recruit with the speed and athleticism that put him in top 10 Bruce Feldman's College Football Freaks list to you know, sit him on the sideline and only play him a couple snaps a game. So I think they do have to up his usage, and I think they will. I think they did the right thing, the smart thing last year, sort of getting his feet wet, not overwhelming him while building his strength. strength base, building his technique and all of that. But I mean, we saw him a couple of times now, spring practice, Lift for Life recently. The guy just has a different level and a different skill set that's not really been seen before at Penn State. And if he can put all that together on the field, Dustin, then you're talking about a guy who will very likely set records here and be a high draft pick come that time.
Yeah, he's a redshirt freshman now. Might not be on campus more than a redshirt sophomore year if things develop that way. What are your expectations for Shane Simmons now, a redshirt junior? Had a hard time staying healthy, particularly last year. Now at 6'3", 259 pounds. He looks exactly how you want your defensive ends to look. He's a former four-star recruit who was flirting with a five-star at one point in time. I don't think it's fair at all to write him off. It's just hard, you know, at this point in time, to pencil him for much of anything when you see these other guys developing beside him and whether you don't know if he's going to be healthy or not.
Yeah, he was one of the guys who came to mind when talking about someone that's kind of time to put up or maybe move on. I mean, I don't know how else to put it at this point in time. He was expected to do big things. I was sitting with Andy Shea at Lift for Life last weekend, and we were both sitting there, and we looked at Simmons and just thought, you know, look at this guy. He looks like, you know, the prototypical star, and he just hasn't been able to put it together. Injuries have been an unfortunate and big part of that, so we'll see. But this is a big season for him. If he doesn't put it all together this year, I'm not sure that he's going to.
But you see, you, as we talk about all these guys, you can get a feel for what the possibilities are at defensive end. Shaka Toney, Jason Owe, Shane Simmons, Daniel Joseph, who's, you know, I know he's listed at roughly the same dimensions as Shane Simmons, but he's plays a little different style. Seems to be a little stronger to me, but at 6'3", 260, he too is a redshirt junior. You have these two guys with Simmons and Joseph who are experienced, who could definitely throw their hat in the ring. You also have Nick Tarburton, who still kind of making that transition. Listed, he was at linebacker first and foremost. I don't know why. Also have the freshman on the roster now to watch, Hakeem Beeman. Still listed as a defensive end. I think he's going to be a defensive tackle. I stand by that in the future. Smith Vilbert, 6'6", 253.
Impressive as heck.
Has more freak show potential. Not the same level as Jason Owe, but he's an unbelievable athlete with that long frame. Watching these guys develop will be pretty fun, too. A lot of possibilities at defensive end. He has some disruptive players, some guys who can kind of take their career to the next level who might need to, and Shane Simmons and Daniel Joseph. You have all the ingredients, I think, to have a really good defensive end group, and that starts with Etor Gross Matos. Just a matter of mixing and matching. They're going to be able to go six deep in their rotation for sure. The defensive end should be a real position of strength going into 2019 for Penn State. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to preview more position groups in the future, but for now, we're going to move on to Ask Greg and answer your Penn State questions.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.